And a very good morning to you. It's John Fradgley from the Bell Legal Group, back with you for The Law and You here on 4CRB. It's your opportunity to get free legal advice. All we need you to do is telephone 55208888. Our number again, 55208888. Of course, if you live south of the Tweed River, don't forget you need to put 07 in front of our number. And you can always email us at talkback@4crb.com, and we would be able to deal with those questions next week. But in the meantime, you could be our first caller this morning, 55208888. Don't forget, we've only probably got a couple of programs left for the year. So if you have a question or a query that you really need to get an answer to before 2021, good idea to get on the telephone, 55208888. And thank you to all the people who called in last week. Certainly an interesting program, particularly on that topic of work cover insurance for homes that I mentioned in relation to Queensland, where just dispelling the myth that many people have in their mind that their householder's insurance with the public liability insurance covers them for people who come onto their property and work. There was, of course, a couple of callers from people who have care provided from various contracting organisations, things like Blue Care and Churches of Christ and that sort of thing, Anglicare. And as I said, I would be very surprised if those organisations don't have work cover insurance for their employees who are coming to your home. But you should always check with the organisation just to be sure. We also had a call from Alan, who was our last caller of the day, and unfortunately we had a rather a bad line, and so I took Alan's number and I did ring you back, Alan, and left a message on your phone, but I've not heard back from you. So if you're listening today, please give us a call and we'll endeavour to look after things for you. But enough of that. We've got our first caller online this morning. As we say, a very good morning to Tom. G'day, Tom. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks, John. I enjoy the show.
Thank you.
The question I've got has been hashed over before, about this travel insurance business.
Yes.
They keep on saying they were going to get back to me in March. We've got like $2,400 still in lieu, and we've rung the travel agency, and they said apparently we've got to go through the airline, get them to sign off on it, and then claim. I think that's wrong that we have to claim the insurance when it's the airline that's got our money.
Yes, well,
I thought I heard somewhere. I thought I'd heard somewhere where I thought they were ordered to clear all this up.
Well, yes, they were, but it depends on the circumstances, Tom, as to whether you're entitled to a refund or simply a credit. If the flight is cancelled by the airline, so they simply don't fly, then it's my understanding you're entitled to a refund. But if you cancel, then you're entitled to a credit. Now, there is a bit of greying through all of that because some airlines are giving refunds regardless. Others are only giving credits. So what I would suggest you do is probably get onto the ACCC. Have you actually... One thing you need to be aware of is that it's very unlikely that your travel insurance is going to cover it, because most travel insurance policies at that time, with the exception of, I think, two companies that I looked at, have a COVID exclusion. So if there's, sorry, not a COVID exclusion, a pandemic exclusion. So if there's, if travel is cancelled as a result of a pandemic, there is no cover. And in fact, I myself, and along with a couple of friends of mine who were going on a trip in April, were caught under that, because I looked at our insurance immediately and found that no, there was no cover available. We did, though, manage to end up getting getting our money back through, this was a hotel, and we did manage to end up getting a full refund through the company that we had booked through. The hotel were very accommodating about it. They said, no, we're going to give a complete refund. But if you've booked through a third party, which we had, a travel company, then you had to get the refund from them, and they really did play hardball. We had to get to the point where we wrote to them threatening legal action, and it was only as a result of that that they actually made the refund. So with the airlines, it comes down to their policies and whether you cancelled or whether they cancelled. And the best idea I would recommend would be to probably contact the ACCC, the Australian Consumer Commission, in relation to it, or Consumer Affairs. Are you in Queensland or New South Wales?
Queensland, John.
Have you spoken to Consumer Affairs?
No, not really. The airline, we took our insurance out before the pandemic started because we'd organised this cruise, this fly cruise, long before that. Mm. But the airline said, you can have your money back or a credit. And we asked for our money back.
Yes.
And they asked to give us a credit.
Sorry, they what?
I'll try that ACCC. Have you got the number there for me, John, please?
Look, unfortunately, I don't have their number here. I'm sorry. I'll need to...
That's all right.
I'll need to get it. But if you just look them up on the internet, the ACCC, and it's the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, you'll certainly find their number very easily. But, Tom, did you get anything in writing from the airline saying that they would give you a cash refund?
No, to be honest, my friend and I, she done all the organising, and I've told her that I enjoy the show and I've listened in, and I told her that you were in the same boat and other people, and she said, give them a ring and just see if what I heard was true, that they were nearly ordered to pay.
Yes.
And that's what I've done. But I'll give her the ACCC number.
Yes.
And we'll go from there, John.
Yes, we'll give them a try. But just coming back to what you said before, if the airline told you that they would give you either a refund, a cash refund, or a credit, and you said you wanted the refund, then to my mind, that really binds them to give you the refund, because they've offered you the alternative and you've taken up the alternative. Now, even if that was only verbal, as long as you or your friend have got an approximate record of the date that you rang and are quite clear that they said they would give you a refund, well, I would be pushing for that.
She's been at them since March.
Yes, it did take a while, Tom, because I must tell you, I had the same sort of problem. I had a bit of a problem with the airline. Fortunately, I'd booked on points, so it was fairly easy to be able to cancel, because if you cancel a points flight, you get your points back. Where the difficulty was getting back the taxes and surcharges, and that took a little bit of time, but ultimately it did come back.
Well, I know there's a lot of people in the same boat, but I appreciate you, John, and I do enjoy the show.
Well, thanks very much for that, Tom, and all the very best. And the time on 4CRB marches along. It's just past 14 minutes past 9. That's past 10 on the Tweed. The Law and You is the program, and the telephone number is 5520888. If you have a question or a query, that's 5520888. Please don't leave it to the last 5 minutes of the program, when we invariably get a bank up of calls like we did last week, and I was very much rushed with Alan's call, which I certainly regretted. So again, Alan, if you're listening, I did try to call you after the program last week and your phone just went to message bank. I did leave a message, but haven't heard back from you. So if you have a question or a query, please give me a call. Just on Tom's issue, though, in relation to travel, I was just reading some statistics the other day that were published by the ACCC, and they said that as a result, and I'm sure it's primarily as a result of COVID, they've received 24,210 travel complaints when they last reported. And I think this was around about towards the end of November when this report came out. Now, that was an increase of just under 500%. of travel complaints to the ACCC. So that just gives you an idea of just how many people have been affected with their travelling arrangements. And one of the primary areas of complaint has been where people have been misled about their right to a refund. Now, it does all come down to the contract with the airline, so you need to be aware, or the travel company, you need to be aware of its terms. But as I say, if the travel company cancels, then subject to the terms and conditions of their contract, I would say that you're in a very strong position to be asking for a refund. They'll invariably try to offer a credit, because obviously they get to hang on to your money, and that's advantageous to the travel companies. But in circumstances where you are entitled to a refund, then the ACCC has made it very clear that you do have the right to pursue that. This is The Law and You on 4CRB. 55208888 is our telephone number. We'll be back after this word from our sponsor.
Centrally located on the Gold Coast is Earl Haven at Lawrence Drive, Narang.
With studio and one-bedroom fully serviced apartments available for immediate occupancy from $110,000, and you're in easy walking distance to local shopping, rail and bus services.
To inspect our serviced apartments, please call me, Shelley, for an appointment on 55783433.
Our sponsor, Earl Haven at Narang. For more details, go to earlhaven.com.au.
And this is The Law and You on 4CRB. Our telephone number, 55208888. That's 55208888. As we say, a very good morning to Mary. Hello, Mary. How are you today?
Hello, not too bad, thank you. I would just like a little advice as to what I do next.
Sure.
I'm a cancer patient. I went to have nuclear treatment, X-rays and things, and the took my beautiful chain and jewellery off, and when I went to get it, I believe it fell into the basket they have there, and I can't get it back. I've been in touch with the head of the hospital, and they said they can't find it. But anyhow, my beautiful jewellery's gone. I went to the police after about a fortnight. I gave the hospital find it, you know. Mm-hmm. And the police are going to investigate and all that. But someone said to me yesterday, I'll give it up. These private hospitals and people that work there in the radiology departments there and so on. So I wanted to know, is there anything I should do legally now just to get a bit deeper into it? I didn't want to do that now and take your time.
Right. So, Mary, so just to be clear, you went to have some radiation treatment and you were required to take off your necklace and some other jewellery.
Yeah,
they put that into a container for each individual patient.
No, they didn't do that.
So what did they do with it?
I put it in my bag on the side, and I put it in the basket beside me.
Right.
But when I was coming out and pulled out my hair things, I am sure it fell into the basket. Couldn't fall anywhere else because the bag was in a basket.
Right.
But they're denying all these things, making me feel pretty bad. But the worst thing is that, true or false, I've heard of it happening and so on with the same company somewhere else. I don't know. That's only hearsay.
Yes.
But I wanted to know, after the police have been absolutely gorgeous and they're going to go into it, but should I have a solicitor? I don't know what to do.
Well,
I don't want money. I want my jewellery.
Yes, no, look, I fully understand that. Look, Mary, I would not be recommending that you engage a lawyer, because it's probably going to quickly end up costing you more than the value of the jewellery. Unfortunately, we've lost Mary, but what I would say to Mary is this, if you're still listening on the radio, Mary, I would be looking up who the director is of the particular nuclear medicine facility that you were getting the treatment at, and I would be writing to the person in charge, right at the very top. Don't worry about the managers or anything. Go right to the very top. So the CEO, the managing director, whoever, and write to them with your complaint and see what they can do about it, because it's the old story that the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and I don't believe in just complaining to the people who are down the food chain. Invariably in these situations, they just simply kick the can down the road. So my experience has always been complain to the very top, and you're likely to get more action. So, Mary, I hope you're still listening and got that advice. But in the meantime, we've got Margaret online. Good morning, Margaret. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. How can we help?
The law firm that we've used in the past has been sold, and we don't really have the need for a lawyer now. We're getting quite elderly. What do we do about, like, can we get the papers that are held by that new firm just returned to us?
Yes.
Or do we have to go? We can.
Yes, you certainly can. What they'll normally require is, for example, if they're holding your wills and powers of attorney and that sort of thing, you've got one of two alternatives. You can go into them. If it's you and your husband, you would both need to go in, take ID with you, so have your driver's license or some other form of identification, and they'll you obviously would want to notify them that you want to come in and pick up those documents. The alternative is that you could write to them and ask them to return those documents, and if you're going to do that, you would need to send them a certified copy of your ID and your husband's ID, preferably ID that has your signature on it, and then both of you would sign the letter saying that you want those documents. Now, they may require you to pay for the postage to have the documents posted to you, but if you ring up and tell them you want to come in and pick them up, you should be able to do that at no cost at all.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay then, Margaret. All the very best. And the time on 4CRB is just coming up to 23 minutes past 9. That's past 10 on the Tweed. As we say, a very good morning to Bill. G'day, Bill. How are you? Hello, Bill. Are you there?
Yes, John.
How can I help you today?
Further on travel claims, this is in relation to a cruise, and the terms and conditions of booking said that on payment of the deposit, the contract was with the cruise line.
Mm-hmm.
But they're insisting of flowing the money back through a wholesaler, from the wholesaler to the travel agent. Those two entities are deducting fees.
Well, I don't know that they have any right to do that. So, again, it would depend on the terms of the contract you have with them, but there's been a lot said by the ACCC on this subject, Bill. There were a couple of travel companies that got into a bit of bother with the ACCC for trying to deduct what were regarded as unreasonable fees. So I would be recommending that you perhaps contact the ACCC in relation to it. I've actually got a number here for the ACCC if you'd like to take it down, and hopefully if Tom's still listening from earlier, he can have this number too. So the number is 1300.
Yes.
302.
Yes.
502.
Righto, thanks very much, John.
So give them a call, and and then hopefully they should be able to assist you.
Righto, thanks a lot.
All right then. And the time just marches along, just coming up to 25 minutes past 9, and we've got Mary back online. Hi, Mary, how are you?
Oh, hello. I apologise. I didn't do it. The phone's been playing up.
No, that's quite okay, Mary. I'm not sure if you heard my comments after the call.
Yes,
but
I think you were suggesting that don't waste money with lawyers, and that's fine by me.
Yes, I would be writing to whoever is the person in charge of the facility that you went to. So look up and find out who the managing director is. You should be able to find that by doing a Google search on the company, the business, to find out who's at the very top of the tree. And I always believe in writing to the very top person in the company when you've got a complaint like this. Don't bother writing to managers, because they'll more than likely try to fob you off. You really need to go to the very top and make your complaint to the very top, in addition to allowing the police to continue to make their inquiries.
Yes, they've been wonderful because, you know, I've got enough proof, I've got enough everything. The CEO of the hospital said they don't have cameras in there, and because I suggested perhaps that they look on the camera and they will see what I did with the jewellery, and they will see what perhaps somebody else did. But it's been most unsatisfactory. A friend of mine has put it out there on Facebook because the police said that was a good idea. And because it's very valuable. It's not a $100 thing. It's about $18,000.
Have you got any photos of the jewellery?
Yes, the police have photos.
And have the photos been put on Facebook?
I think they're going on today, but the story's been out there, and some people rang back apparently and said that they lost jewellery of another hospital and so on. But this is a very big private hospital on the Gold Coast.
Yes,
very big.
All right. Well, as I say, I would be pursuing the matter with whoever the managing director is.
The managing director of the company, right?
Yes, so go right to the very top. And if you've got those photos of the jewellery, what the police normally do, as I understand it, and you can confirm this with them, is that they circulate those photos to pawn shops, so that if anyone goes and tries to sell the jewellery at a pawn shop, it gets found. So it's a long shot, but certainly if there's photos out there that are being displayed of this jewellery, it's going to be a very big disincentive to anyone who may have either stolen it or found it to wear the jewellery, because that's certainly going to be like a red rag to a bull.
Well, and I said, I won't charge anybody. I won't do anything. I just want it back.
No, I fully understand. Oh, she's gone again. So, Mary, those phone problems of yours continue, unfortunately. So a couple of things. We probably don't really have any more time for more calls, but a couple of things that I wanted to, just following on from my comments about the ACCC, another one of the reports that they released was that there's been a 42% increase in shopping scams, and these are obviously online shopping scams or losses from shopping scams. So ScamWatch advised that they've received over 12,000 reports of shopping scams going on. So you need to be extremely careful in relation to online shopping. You need to look for the lock symbol on the website to make sure it's a secure website. And above all else, you need to do a Google search in relation to that particular online shopping service, to see what other people's experience has been, so that if it's got, if people are reporting on blogs or on comments that it's a dodgy site, that they've had trouble with it, well, obviously it's a site that you shouldn't use. If the prices seem too good to be true, that's another reason to be very, very wary, because it's far better that you keep your money in your own pocket rather than spend it thinking you're getting a bargain and in fact paying for something that never arrives. So, as I say, particularly with the lead up to Christmas, be extremely careful with those online shopping sites. And finally, just a reminder that the new Enduring Power of Attorney and Advanced Health Directive laws or documents in Queensland under the legislation came into effect from yesterday. It's the 30th of November, so you can no longer use the old form of enduring power of attorney or advanced health directive. You must use the brand new form. So if you're looking to enter into a power of attorney, make sure that that you're using the correct form. And as is always my recommendation, I would be having that done through a solicitor. I'm John Fradgley from the Bell Legal Group. It's been great to be with you this morning for another program of The Law on You. I look forward to being back with you again next week. But until then, it's goodbye and God bless.